Hello, and welcome back to Almost Musical with me, your host, Cara, and I'm doing my podcast from my car today. That's how things are working out this week. If I don't do it now, it won't get done. So I'm sitting in my car, and it's also raining, so I'm really hoping that my little microphone isn't picking up the rain as well. But it's all good. And I'm really excited about this week's podcast because it's one that I've wanted to do for a while. And I'm really interested in the Irish music scene. Obviously, I'm Irish, but I have never gotten around to sort of looking at new artists. You can kind of get stuck in a rut actually when you're listening to music and you end up listening to the same thing over and over. And also, international artists are kind of shoved in your face as well on radio or social media or whatever. So you have to consciously go off and look for new music and make a note with yourself to explore new musicians and artists. And that's what I want to talk to you about today is who's hot in the Irish music industry at the moment and who I think you should definitely pay attention to and put on your Spotify playlist or your YouTube playlist or wherever you get your music. Because these artists I'm going to talk about are amazing and I'm very excited that they're on my playlist now and they're just making my life so much better. Because they're so good. So I have my coffee and we're ready to go. So let's get into it. So, in my research of doing this podcast, I came across some articles online and it was quite interesting. So, the Irish Times did kind of a look into the Irish music scene and how much attention they get on radio in general, mostly radio, and compared to international artists. You know, we're a small island, so I guess being in the Irish music scene is, it's hard to get yourself out there, so you need the support. And you need the support, especially from large radio stations with a big number of listeners. So between January and June 2023, international artists got 78% of the airtime on all Irish radio, and domestic artists, like Irish artists, got 22%. Including international and domestic collaborations, which were at 3%. So this is from the Irish Times. And 22% of domestic artists were played on Irish radio in 2023, compared to 78% of international artists. And 19% of people of colour artists were played compared to 71% of white artists on Irish radio, and this is also a statistic from the Irish Times. So there is an underrepresentation of women and artists of colour on Irish radio because I think with the Times they were also looking at gender and male Irish artists did get more playtime than female Irish artists. So in 2021, Imelda May became the first Irish woman to reach a number one album in the official Irish charts in 5 years with 11 Past the Hour. So she received less than 100 plays across Irish radio the week she became number one in Ireland. A week later, then Dermot Kennedy's album Without Fear knocked her off the number one spot, and he had over 1,000 plays the week Imelda's album went to number one. So you can kind of see what's happening here. There's bias in radio. And it, actually, I used to listen to JFM a lot in my last job. And they'd send you surveys and it'd be like, well, what would you like to listen to? And I swear those surveys were just absolutely useless because, you know, I think I maybe answered one of those surveys one time. I think if you are consistently entering those surveys and giving your thoughts, it probably might do more good. But I was like alternative music, more Irish artists, more sort of up and coming artists. But they just won't, I don't think they want to go there because people want to hear the hits. Possibly. But I think Irish people love Irish talent. We're very proud of our Irish talent. So I don't think it would do any harm. Now, I could be like, someone out there who's listening to this podcast could be like, no, there is a radio station that represents small up-and-coming Irish artists. But not when it comes to the big radio stations like 2FM, Today FM, Spin Set West, Live 95 FM, you know, all these big radio stations, basically. They're interesting statistics because I really think the artists I'm going to talk about today are incredible and genuinely deserve more airtime than half the auto-tuned crap that's being played. That's just my opinion. Okay. So first artist I'm going to talk about, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right, is Big Pig, but it's spelled B-I-I-G-P-I-I-G. So she's Cork-born, London-based artist. So she was born in Cork, I think raised in Kerry, spent a lot of time in Spain. So she's actually fluent in Spanish, I believe. And came back to London in her teenage years, I think it was. So, I mean, we claim her. She was born in Ireland. But she has said that her name is Jess, but she goes by, her stage name is Big Pig. She has said herself, you know, coming back and performing in Ireland is so wholesome because I'm sort of expanding her quote here, but, you know, she said she's Irish, so she was born in here, born in Ireland. Her influences are sort of kind of R&B, neo-soul. There is a little hint of Billie Eilish, I feel like, sometimes comes through, and even Billie Eilish had her on her playlist. So she's on Billie Eilish's radar, and I think she was recommending some of her songs in a past interview, which is so cool. I really like Billie Eilish. But Watch Me is her recent release, and I feel like it's a bit different, like the vision is a bit different to her earlier music. It's sort of a dance summer track for sure. One song I just cannot stop listening to is Sunny. This song is such a vibe. If it's a sunny day and you're driving along, or you just want to play, I don't know, play it in your garden or whatever. I mean, it's just such a summer bop. But it's smooth, relaxed vocals. And she has sort of a Men I Trust sound sometimes. Her voice is very mellow and very chill. I love her voice. Other songs I love are Feels Right and Oh No. And she has collaborated with other artists such as Lava LaRue for a song called High Fidelity. So I really, really recommend you listening to her stuff. So she signed with Sony Music Entertainment UK Her full name is Jessica Smith. And yeah, she's an Irish singer and she raps as well, but she's, I believe now she's based in London. I think she was in LA for a good portion of time there. So yes, yeah, she's grown up in Ireland, Spain and London. So she first, when she moved to London, she was a teenager and she found a sort of like-minded community of creatives. I think the 9-8 Collective is what it's called. She actually said in an interview, like, it feels quite lonely to move anywhere. So I don't think age matters, because you get there and if you don't know anyone, it kind of sucks. So it's nice to find a gateway into a community. So I think this is where it started for her. So her immersion into the city's music scene started at quite a young age, and she did a lot of open mic. She was kind of on the open mic circuit. When she first came on the scene, she said herself that it's quite male dominated, so there was challenges there in itself. She is a force. Like, she's actually doing incredibly well. She's really, really talented. Her vision for her music is really strong. And I wish I could play some of her music, but for copyright, I can't. But I really, like, if this is all you're going to listen to from my podcast, just hit her up on Spotify, check her out, and you're really not going to regret it. I think she's kind of the most exciting thing I've been listening to all week, you know. So that's Big Pig. Just check her out. Next up is Kinsey. So she's a Dublin-based artist. And she's known as an indie artist. She does various press. She was in a Hot Press article a couple of years back. And they also sort of said indie artist Kinsey, but she herself has said that she aims to make a good pop song, but with more guitars, and that's kind of what she loves to do. So she's fine with being called an indie artist, but her work is probably on the pop route. So there's definitely a hint of pop in there. I think she's kind of, Kinsey herself has called it rowdy pop music. I really get Courtney Love whole vibe from her music. Like, the tone of her voice is grunge to me, like that really cool rock grunge voice. It doesn't really speak pop to me, but I can see where she's coming from when she says she loves to make a pop song, because it falls on the ears very, very well. So Elephant in the Room is one of my faves, and her latest release, Money, has been released through indie label Nice Swan Records. So she burst into the scene in 2020 and was a one to watch artist in 2021. Money has a dreamy guitar crunch with sort of a 90s nostalgia. This is what I think. Thinking, like, do you remember those 90s teen movies and they'd always start with like a banger of a song, or they'd have a really good soundtrack? You'd be like, oh my god, what is that? That is this song, I feel. That's what I'm getting from it. It should be in a 90s teen movie, like She's All That or How to Lose a Guy. Oh no, wait, what's the one? 10 Things I Hate About You. Yeah, that kind of cool Californian rock vibe. But it's her voice, it's that tone she has. Kinsey just, she's got it. I just really, really love her stuff. So do check out Kinsey and check out her latest release. I don't think you'll be disappointed. Like, she She's kind of got it all going on. The guitars, the voice. The voice is quite strong. It's signature her as well. I haven't heard a voice like that in a while. I feel like all the female artists I listened to in that grunge 90s era had a similar voice to Kinsey. So I really love her sound. So do check her out. And she's pretty cool. Like, I love her aesthetic and her what she gives out. And she's very talented. And she's going in, like, her direction. And this is why I'm like, it's tough for Irish artists to just, you know, I mean, we need more shout outs of these people. But she's on Instagram, so is Big Pig. They're on social media, so just check them out. Next up is Caleb Conley. If you want soul, if you want a groove, then look no further than Caleb. He's Irish raised, but Nigerian born, and he's a singer-songwriter. So let's talk about the single All In Your Head. It's a full sound with jazzy soul feel. And then there's the song Soul, S-E-U-L, and it's got this soft, soulful vibe to it. And Caleb's smooth vocals add to the chill-out sessions of his music. Caleb produces his own music, with influences being Nina Simone, The Beatles, and Michael Kiwanuka. I'm going to have to look him up because I actually haven't heard of him before. The Beatles. I'd say you're like, The Beatles? Because if you listen to his music, you might be like, oh, okay, I didn't see that coming. I get the Nina Simone thing, but I see where he's coming from there. For me, I think having the Beatles as one of your sort of bands to look up to is amazing, because the Beatles were very experimental with different genres of music. For example, Sgt. Pepper, Lonely Hearts Club Band is very experimental. So that's like, when I listen to Caleb, he's got soul, jazz, and then with his song Boogeyman, which I love, I have only listened to the acoustic version. I'm not sure if there is another version, but it brings folk to the chat. Caleb's voice is even more rugged here. I feel like he has taken some Irish folk elements here. A dark undertone to the song gives it such like a raw emotional feel. And then Caleb's voice really being the main instrument along with the guitar, but Caleb's voice is such an instrument in this song. He's really showing off his voice skills. He's definitely a very talented artist and he deserves all the attention. Like, so far, all these three artists are so much better than any of the main pop that is in the charts. Like, they're bringing different elements, but their talent just cannot be denied. Like, I'm really enjoying my drives to work now with these artists firmly in my playlist. Okay, last but definitely not least, I feel like I need to do a two-parter on this podcast episode. There's so many cool artists. So the last person or the last band I'm going to talk about is called Sprints. Sprints are an Irish garage punk band formed in Dublin in 2019. They're a four-piece composed by lead singer and guitarist Carla Chubb, bassist and vocalist Sam McCann, guitarist Colm O'Reilly, and drummer Jack Callan. They recorded a series of singles and EPs between 2019 and 2022, for the label Nice Swan. So that's the same label. Kinsey is also signed to. Their latest album released this year, Letter to Self, is an incredible display of their talents. Start yourself off with the song Heavy and just don't look back. So they're often mentioned as a political band with no fear of speaking their mind. I'm delighted to see a band that has their opinions sort of firmly expressed. Check out their Instagram page because it instantly gives off their vibe, which almost feels like a revolution of sorts. What I love about them is they have that rock punk sound, but they have injected twists and turns. It's not just guitar crunching throughout a whole song. There is emotional twists and turns with chord changes that just hit the soul. So the lead singer and guitarist Carla has that kind of voice that holds depth and individuality. I'm so excited about this band and I cannot wait to like kind of see them live because I feel like they're quite electric live, and yeah, I kind of really want to check them out live. But I think their tour dates this year are very much sort of Europe, US. They have one gig in Ireland, and that's at the All Together Now Festival. So if you are going to that festival this year, do keep an eye out for them because they're playing that festival. But they are the Irish artists that are on my radar at the moment. Like I said, I could make this a two-parter because there's more. There's definitely more. But I really wanted to highlight these ones this week because I'm just absolutely loving their stuff. And I really want everyone to check them out if you haven't already. Some people might be like, this is old news, Gara. But I'm kind of glad that, in a way, I went down this route this week because, like I said, I always get stuck in a rush with music. I kind of just listen to my oldies and my faves, and it kind of prevents me from sort of checking out new materials. So yeah, it was so much fun this week to discover these people, these artists. And that's this week's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you enjoy listening to these Irish artists who are amazing. And I'll see you for the next podcast. So yeah. Bye. Love you. Bye.